certainly a disappointing way to finish. You know, we had our chances. I thought we executed our plan well for three quarters, and just couldn't finish. You know, in a lot of ways, it was a microcosm of our season. But I'm just proud of the guys that were out there that battled. You know, we put Connor in some tough situations. I think that would have been hard on any quarterback. But you know, I tip my hat to them. This is a quality team. You know, they made enough plays at the end. You know, to clinch themselves a playoff berth. In regards to the guys that did not play, I'm not going to address those today. I'll talk about them tomorrow. I know 90% of the questions were going to be about that. And to me, it's disrespectful to the guys that put the uniform on today and went out and played their hearts out for the Cleveland Browns. I've advised the team to do the same. We had guys that we should be celebrating. A Jim Leonard playing his last game. You know, Craig Robertson, a Marlon Moore, a Joe Thomas, a Joel Bitonio. The guys that do it the right way. You know, the Kirksies, the Haydens, the Whitners, the Dansbys. There were guys that didn't need to go out there and play. They could have shut it down and didn't. And to me, it's disrespectful to them and the way they played today and went out and, you know, banged around. So like I said, I'll have plenty to say on it tomorrow. But I'm not going to comment on it today. He's tough, and he made some plays, left a couple out there, but I just think given the circumstances we put him in, you know, I mean, he's a tough kid, and he showed a lot of why he was successful at South Carolina. In a lot of ways it does, you know, that the fact that, that we came in here, you know, two touchdown underdogs, and, you know, nobody gave us a chance, thought we were just going to, you know, have one eye on the game clock waiting for it to be over so guys could get out of town. That's not who we are. And the guys that were out there, and that's, to me, it's a credit the way that they play. We ran out of gas. They made plays, too, at the end. And that's a playoff team. So it's frustrating. Well, we gave him the Michael Jordan flu, scoring 30-plus points after he had the flu in a playoff game speech. So wanted to make sure that we could get him out there. But, no, that's the kind of guy that he is. I mean, I think there were a lot of guys that given the injury that he had, could have just said, I missed last game. I'll go ahead and miss this one, too, and head into the off season and get healthy. But he went out there under the weather, clearly. Got injured. I know he banged his shoulder on the one play in the end zone. But he's a warrior. Was more accountable throughout the week, meetings, practice. Probably a lot had to do with he was coming home and realized, hey, I got a chance to play in front of the hometown crowd, but we have to get that type of effort, that's something we're going to sit down and go through all the postseason evaluations. But Connor's a guy that we've liked all year. That's why we liked him coming out. We felt we were very fortunate to get him after the draft, and he showed flashes today of that competitiveness. I mean, you can see he doesn't have a big arm. The ball looks real big in the air when he throws it, but he can make some plays with his feet, and he's just that gritty competitor type that just finds ways to make plays. Yeah, that's probably more for tomorrow. This one stings like they all have. I think some people, preseason would have said, hey, you know, a 7-win season is headed in the right direction, but just as competitors, as I've said a bunch of times, it's a what have you done lately business, and lately we haven't been very good, but that's. Like I said, that's the reflection and kind of talking about moving forward. I'm sure I'll hit more of that tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, and that's, you just look at our lack of success lately, you know, defensively. I don't know what the final stats will end up being, but I mean, in a lot of categories, we were pretty good. And I think it was where we weren't good was a function of several things, one of which just being out there too long. I mean, we need to play better complementary football. But we knew the struggle that our offense was up against a good defense and playing with, you know, with Connor, that it was we were going to have to play a lot of plays and be out there for a while. And like I said, they made some plays. I mean, Joe Haydon, you know, was right there in coverage. A kid made a hell of a catch. The next play, Steve, you know, that was a great throw, went right past Buster's head. You know, they made plays when they needed to.